The Last Lesson. Chapter 1. Late for School. My heart was pounding as I left my home. I was running late for school. I knew that I would be in terrible trouble with Mr. Hamill. We were having a test on participles at school, and I hadn't studied at all.
I am going to get a severe scolding from Mr. Hamill, I thought. Today is such a fantastic day. I don't want to go to school. It is so warm and sunny outside.
I thought about running away and spending the day in the fields. I resisted, however. I continued my hurried journey to the school. I walked past the woods and listened to the sweet sound of the birds singing happily in the trees. As I passed the woods, I hurried past a field on the edge of the woods. I could see the Prussian soldiers practicing their drills in the field.
How I would love to stay outside, I thought. But if I don't go to school today, I will certainly be punished very severely by Mr. Hamill tomorrow.
I walked very quickly, and soon I entered the town. I walked through the town, making my way past the town hall. To my surprise, a large crowd of people had gathered at the bulletin board in front of the town hall. They were all pushing each other, trying to see what was written on the board. For the last 2 years, all our bad news had come from there. The lost battles, the draft, the orders of the commanding officer.
There really hasn't been any good news at all. I wonder if we finally have some, I wondered.
If I had not been running late for class, I would have stopped to see what the people were excited about. However, I continued on my way. I passed by Mr. Watchter, the town blacksmith.
There's no need to hurry, bub,
Mr. Watchter called out.
You'll get to school in time.
But I'm already late, I thought. He's just making fun of me.
Soon after, I walked into Mr. Hamill's garden, which was just outside the schoolhouse. I was completely out of breath. I prepared to enter the classroom. Then I thought,
that's strange. It's all very quiet. Usually there is so much noise. I can usually hear the other students opening and closing their desks, the pages of books turning, the students repeating their lessons, and Mr. Hamill's giant ruler tapping loudly on the table. But it's so quiet today. This is really terrible. Mr. Hamill will definitely hear me enter the classroom today. I was hoping that I could quietly slip into the room without being heard or seen. Just my luck.
I carefully peered in through the window. I saw my classmates sitting quietly at their desks. I also saw Mr. Hamill walking up and down the aisles. He looked very serious. In particular, I noticed his very hard iron ruler under his arm. I became even more frightened. My face was red, and my heart was pounding furiously. I was completely terrified. I carefully opened the door and entered the classroom. Everyone was looking at me. But surprisingly, Mr. Hamill did not get angry. The expression on his face was not stern like I had expected.
Thank you.
Mr. Hamel said very gently,
"Go and quickly sit down, Franz. We were going to begin without you."
I did as I was told very quickly. I also felt very relieved. I had expected such a terrible scolding. When I sat down, my heart was still pounding furiously. I sat there for a few minutes and tried to listen to Mr. Hamel. After I had calmed down, I suddenly realized that Mr. Hamel was wearing his best clothes. He was wearing his green coat with a frilled shirt. He was also wearing a black silk cap. I was very surprised.
"Why is he wearing those clothes today?"
I thought.
"He only ever wears those clothes when the school is being inspected or on award days. Today is a very strange day."
I looked around the classroom.
"Everyone is so quiet and serious,"
I thought again. After a few more minutes, I had completely calmed down. At this point, I was able to look around the classroom more. Once more, I was quite surprised. At the back of the classroom, there were some benches. These were always empty. However, today they were filled with people from the village. Even the town's former mayor was there. Everyone was paying very careful attention to what Mr. Hamel was saying. They all looked very sad and quiet. Some of them even had their old textbooks open on their laps. I tried to think why today was so unusual.